Milwaukee police say 24-year-old Hispanic male Marshall Cruz was shot to death early Wednesday morning during an illegal drug transaction. A 34-year-old African-American man, Bryson Brown, was killed Tuesday afternoon in a gas station parking lot. The death toll could have been much higher, as about 20 people were wounded during shootings, including 14 in a three-day stretch ending last Monday. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett called the gun incidents insane, but Barrett says most of the city is very safe.
This activity is concentrated in some small neighborhoods, but I care about the people in those neighborhoods. So in terms of what's going on in this city and all the great things going on, I'll shout from the rooftops that this is a great city and people should come here.
David Capstick of Hutchinson, Kansas, is already in Milwaukee for the convention of the National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors. Capstick says he's been in Milwaukee before and says he had no qualms about coming back. Capstick says he's been out to see the sights.
We just don't think about it, we just do it.
Capstick says mayors like Milwaukee's Tom Barrett have to be both safety conscious and welcoming.
You have to promote your city or it's going to die. You know, I don't care whether it's 600 or 60,000 or 600,000. And downtown Milwaukee, we've never had a problem.
Tens of thousands more visitors will arrive in Milwaukee soon for the Summerfest Music Festival, Milwaukee Brewers baseball games, and other events. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.